Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. In Him we have redemption, through His blood the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us. Adoption isn't cheap. Apparently, the average cost of adopting a child in the United States is roughly $40,000. You can't choose to adopt a child on a whim. If you're going to adopt, then you need to plan, budget, and be deeply committed. God knew the price He'd have to pay to adopt you as His own. He knew what it would take, and He paid it. He was, and still is, deeply committed to making you His child. God's love for you is unquestionable, and it's also unreasonable. On top of the steep price it took to adopt us, we were problem children. We weren't the ones you'd have an easy time adopting. We weren't like the cutest kittens and puppies at the shelter that got all the attention. No, we were the ones that were malnourished, feral, matted, and smelly. Our sins make us repulsive when we consider just how far we fall short of God's standards for perfection. There's nothing in us that should have made us attractive to Him. There's no phone filter out there that could hide who we truly are. And yet, when God puts on His Jesus-tinted glasses, when He sees us through the Jesus filter, He says, "Yes, this one is the one I want. I'll take her. I'll take him. No matter the price, I'll pay it." And He did. As the blood ran from Jesus' hands and feet and head and side, the payment was made. When the words were spoken, "It is finished," the purchase price was paid in full. He forgave us. We were redeemed. In other words, bought back from the sins that claimed us. Not only did God purchase us, but He also changed us. We're no longer the problem child or the feral pet, but pure, cleansed by our Savior, made to look like one of God's own possessions. That payment made for you at the cross, that forgiveness won for you by Jesus, is the ultimate picture of the lavish riches of God's grace. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for making me Your child by giving up Your only Son for me. Help me reflect Your lavish grace to the world. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.